Good morning. 107 WIRX.
I got excited. Got a little premature on my good morning. Anyway, good morning. It's 7:06. Breezy and cold today. Sun will be the start of it, but then we're going to get some areas of lake effect snow in the afternoon, high of 15. Tonight, cold, more snow possible, low of 4 Thursday. Very cold, lake effect snow possible in the morning and a high of 9. Right now, I said high of 15 today, but it's 19. Does that not count? When does it reset? I don't know. We'll say a high of 19, because if it doesn't get any warmer, that'll be our high then. Anyway.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Starting now.
Well, the founders of a new company in San Francisco have figured out how to use leftover malt and other grains from the beer brewing process and turn them into food. That's right. We have made edible beer, and I am even happier than I was before. Regrained is the name of the company, and they partnered with a few breweries in California to said that like a Californian, to take their spent grains and bake those grains into granola bars. The company's slogan is Eat Beer, and that's exactly what its Honey Almond IPA bar and Chocolate Coffee Stout bar allows its customers to do. And the bar supposedly tastes like beer. That's fantastic. The only question is, does it get you drunk? I did not see anything in that story about that. That is a question I need to know because, yes, I do love beer, but half of the love of beer is the whole drunk part. So, if I'm just eating beer and I'm not feeling happy afterwards, well, I don't know if this is great ideas they made it sound to be. This is crazy, man. An Uber driver picked up a fare in Williamsburg, Virginia, and made an 8-hour, 400-mile, $300 trip to Brooklyn, New York, making it the longest trip in Uber history. Sitting in a car for 8 hours with someone you don't know, that sounds like a nightmare. The fare, described by 64-year-old Uber driver Janice Rogers, was a, quote, pretty 19 or 20-year-old with long brown hair, and she wanted to visit her boyfriend in New York City. So instead of taking a plane, train, or bus, all of which would have been cheaper, by the way, she decided to Uber up the East Coast. This seems to me like the most hipster thing you can do. Now, I don't do trains or planes anymore for my trips. I take Uber. I take Uber cross country. And essentially you could if you did shorter jaunts, I guess. I don't know. But 8 hours? That's crazy. But also, too, think about it. Even a plane ride, train ride, you got to deal with crowds. Planes can get delayed. Trains can get delayed. I mean, I guess you get stuck in traffic. I don't know. It's a dumb idea. It's a dumb idea. And lastly, I'm going to end the morning dump on a super high note. Good news, gentlemen. Jody Sweetin, a.k.a. Stephanie Tanner from Full House and now the show Fuller House on Netflix, has posed for Maxim. Oh, my God. The 34-year-old is making her first appearance in the men's magazine. Now, I'm going to tell you, I've spent an extensive amount of time looking at these photos. I haven't gotten to the actual article yet, so I don't know if that's any good, but the photos, top-notch. She grew up extremely well. 34 years old, right in my wheelhouse. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. Oh, that's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?